Have you ever found yourself knowing that God is in control, but then living as if you are in control? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Shannon Popkin shares what she's learned from her own struggle.
I would say that God is in control. I've read the stories in the Bible. I know the story of the Red Sea parting wide open and the manna falling from heaven. And I've read the story of Lot's wife who turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. And so I would say that God is in control, but then I live as though I've got to be in control. I live like it's all up to me. So there's this discrepancy between what I say I believe and how I actually live. And the truth is, God is in control, and I am not.
Turning that truth around only leads to trouble.
When I convince myself that the reverse is true, that God isn't in control and that I really am in control, oh, the misery that I create, the tension and the frustration that I create, both for myself and for all of the people around me. But if I will just embrace the fact that God is in control, that everything that my heart is longing for is held firmly in his hands, and that he has good intentions for me. If I'll just embrace that truth and the fact that he is in control, it just allows me the peace and the security that I was looking for in the first place when I tried to take control.
Sometimes we just need to be still and know that he is God and that we are not. So give your desires up to him. Secure in the fact that he is in control and he loves you. For more growth-inspiring stories, go to makingyourlifecount.com.